cheese sandwich. Grilled cheese sandwich. Gotta have a grilled cheese sandwich. Cheese on bread and grilled cheese sandwich.
Who doesn't love a grilled cheese sandwich? The ultimate comfort food, but it's come a long way since the Wonder Bread and Kraft cheese slices days. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April 11th. We'll talk about amazing, award-winning, mouth-watering grilled cheese sandwiches this hour because April is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month. That's right. And the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is also coming up. We will talk with one of the competition's organizers and a guest chef about what makes a great grilled cheese sandwich, and we'll have some tips for replicating prize-winning recipes at home. And I hope you will share your questions and your own award-worthy grilled cheese combinations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guests. Bob Berglund is Executive Director of the Dodgeville Area Chamber of Commerce, which is hosting this year's Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship on April 27th. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks a lot for being with us. Let me also welcome Paul Short, a judge for the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship and a culinary arts instructor at Madison College. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you both here. Bob, first, what exactly is the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship?
Well, it's one of those unique events, Joy, that was started a few years ago, and it's an opportunity for competitors across the state to come in and try out their own recipes in four different categories, from classic to classic plus extras to dessert. They get to come to this event and try out their skills and compete against other amateurs and professionals from all over the state.
So is it too late to sign up?
It's not too late to sign up. Actually, we're well ahead of where we've been in previous years. We're accepting competitors up until April 24th, and they can go on to grilledcheesewisconsin.com to sign up. And like I said, we've got openings in amateur and also professional, but also we have a young chef category. So people can still sign up until April 24th.
So if I am not, I mean, this is, when you say amateur, that just means anybody can
anybody.
Be
anybody. That's you, that's me, that's not Paul. He would be too good for that category. but that's, you know, anybody who just thinks, hey, I've got a great recipe and I want to try it out, come down and have a little fun and socialize and compete with some other people.
Yeah, so where is this?
The event's being moved this year. It's being moved to Live Pavilion and Harris Park in Dodgeville. We have been at the Mineral Point Fairgrounds or Iowa County Fairgrounds for the last few years, kind of outgrew that location. And so this new facility at Harris Park in Dodgeville is going to be allowing us to really expand the event, give us more room, and bring a couple new twists to the event here this year and the years to come.
Well, I'm not sure I can even be an amateur competitor. Can I just, as a member of the public, watch this and eat these sandwiches?
Of course you can. Yeah, we've got, it's completely free to come, Joy, and it's open to anybody. We've got over 300 people pre-registered, but expect over 1,500 to 2,000 people to come through besides the competitors. And we've got it set up so they can sit and watch people cook. We've got exhibits all over the area. We've got a lot of other different events, and it's completely free. And new this year, we actually have VIP tickets that we're selling.
And what do you have to do? What do you get with a VIP ticket?
Well, VIP tickets are one of the additions to this year's event. We had a lot of people ask, and just kind of like you did, well, I really want to try that grilled cheese creation, or I want to be able to sample that one. And so what we did is we created these VIP tickets. People will be able to sample up to four quarters of different competition sandwiches throughout the day. So if they see a dessert sandwich they really like, they'll be able to go over to the VIP section, and the chef that created it will recreate that, and they'll be able to sample different creations that are made that day.
Well, that sounds promising. So what when you judge a competition like this, Paul, what are you looking for?
Well, first of all, let me say that all of the sandwiches I've ever tried, they're all very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. There's a lot of thought that has gone into making these sandwiches. People really have a good time with it. And when we look at it, we're looking at how well everything worked together. You know, we're looking at the texture. I think a good grilled cheese has to have, you know, that great bread going with it. And then the type of cheese they've used. And, you know, are they adding a condiment? You know, how does that work with the cheese? You know, does it work really well? And even down to how, you know, how do I put this? How eatable it is, you know, is it running down my face? You know,
then they get extra points. No,
right. You know, there's just so many things we have to look at, and it's fast too. That's the other thing. When they start making their sandwiches, they come in fast and furious, and so we've got to quickly, you know, assess. Okay, is the flavor good? Which is the most important part. And then how well do the combined flavors, the cheese they chose, the condiments they chose, even the bread that goes with it.
Sure. And I get classic. That's bread and cheese, I take it.
Yep.
Classic plus extras would be, I want to put, you know, seems everybody wants to put bacon in it.
Yep.
And then dessert, though. Dessert I don't get. You can have a dessert grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, you know, the thing of it is that that's where they've really gotten creative. You know, we've seen mascarpone cheese and berries and bread. We've seen the sandwiches prepared like a French toast style, if you will. So it's very doable.
Oh, that makes sense. Cheese and fruits and yum. Yeah. back to you, Bob. Why Dodgeville to host this, you know, state championship?
Sure. That's a great question. You know, actually, like I said before, it was started in Mineral Point, and the organizer and creator was Lauren Tepper. And, you know, Lauren decided at that time with another organization to start down in this corner of the state to really be able to highlight, obviously, a fun event, but also a great industry. And so, you know, we wanted to work to make sure that this event continued on. And unfortunately, with Lauren passing away, that we wanted to make sure that we continued a great event. And so we didn't want to see it go anywhere else. And that's why we brought it to Dodgeville and took over kind of organizing and making sure that it was a continued success and continued to grow and be a fun event that people can come.
Yes, we spoke with Lauren a couple of years ago about this,
yeah.
And I heard that he passed away earlier this year, and I believe. And
yep.
And I know that the southwestern corner of the state is has its share of good cheesemakers too, doesn't it?
Oh, cheese. Yeah, I mean, Joy, it absolutely amazes me. I really didn't know a ton until I started really working on organizing this, and the little producers that we've got around here, from, you know, using goat milk to all the specialty cheeses, we've got just a ton of award winners down in this corner of the state, and so all of them are getting pulled in, and people are using different producers, but it's amazing just to see how many different cheeses and producers are being used across the state. And being able to highlight that industry, obviously, is another wonderful aspect of this event.
Yeah. So, Bob, are you going to be making yourself a judge?
I am not going to be able to be a judge. I wish I was. I will be running around making sure everything's running okay. But I am a little bit jealous of everybody else that gets to. So.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good. I hope that I can make it there. This is, again, give us the particulars.
Yeah, Sunday, April 27th, the competition starts at 11 o'clock and goes till 4. For competitors, there'll be a little bit of an early morning registration at 10:30. Again, we're still accepting competitors online, and you can go to grilledcheesewisconsin.com to sign up. And if you have any questions, you can also send an email via there, or there's phone numbers there to contact us. And like I said, we're still looking for competitors, and we're just looking for people to come out and enjoy the event.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot for being with us, Bob.
Thanks, Joy, and have a good morning, Paul.
Yeah,
you too.
And Paul Short will stay with us. He is a culinary arts instructor at Madison College and a judge for the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. And we will spend the rest of our time talking about what goes into making a great grilled cheese sandwich. And maybe we'll get some tips for replicating prize-winning recipes at home. And I would like to know what you put into your grilled cheese sandwich. Do you have some interesting extra ingredients or condiments that you use? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
When I think of you, I get this hunch. I sure would like a grilled cheese for lunch. Close my eyes and see your face. Start to dream about that taste.
This is a grilled cheese edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April 11th. I know the place to go to compete and eat grilled cheese sandwiches now. The Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship taking place in Dodgeville on Sunday, April 27th. We are talking with one of the judges of that championship competition, who is also a culinary arts instructor at Madison College. And we're welcoming your questions for him. We're welcoming your own award-winning combos for grilled cheese sandwiches. What kind of bread is best? What kind of cheese is best? What kinds of other ingredients work best with certain types of cheeses? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Paul Short is our guest. He is a culinary arts instructor at Madison College. Well, I think that the grilled cheese is the ultimate comfort food. I remember eating those grilled cheese sandwiches that Mom made with tomato soup on the side, but they were just, for the most part, white bread and probably a processed cheese slice, Paul. Did you have those too as a kid?
Yeah, I think we all grew up with those.
Yeah. They've come a long way, huh?
I think so. And, you know, that's the really neat thing about it is, well, first of all, we're in a state that offers some great cheeses. And so what a great way to highlight those cheeses, but on a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right. And I did, in show prep, all for show prep, went shopping yesterday, and I picked up a couple of different types of cheeses and a couple of different condiments that I thought might be interesting. I did a little bit of research. I never think of putting, for instance, avocado in a grilled cheese sandwich, but I did yesterday, and it was delicious.
Absolutely. You know, that's the other thing, too, is that avocados, tomatoes, onions, you know, or you can go peppers and the variety of types of pickles we have out there.
Oh, pickles. That would be good.
Am I making you hungry?
Yes. But you know what? The cheese I picked, this is what I picked. I mean, I know we have so many wonderful craft cheeses, too, but I went to my local grocery store, and they have a little specialty or Wisconsin cheese section, and I picked up Hook's cheddar.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and it was not a super aged one. I didn't go super sharp. I just did a 1 year, and it was fantastic, and I paired that with, I don't know why, tomato and basil.
Oh, sure. Well, that tomato adds a little bit of acid, which helps balance that cheese out, and the basil, you know, gives a little pop in flavor.
Yeah, and I also used a really nice whole grain kind of nutty bread, and to me that added a lot of flavor to it.
I agree. I think that that the bread choice is also important in this. You know, that's the other thing that's changed since we were kids having our grilled cheese is our breads and what kinds of breads we have available. You know, anything from the multi-grain breads to the rye, the sourdoughs. I mean, we have just a great selection of breads and bakeries now in the area. So, you know, a bread selection is really going to help enhance, and usually it does in two ways, flavor being one, but the other is texture. It provides that crunch to the sandwich.
And you have to, at least I don't always do this because I've been watching calories and I haven't been using butter, but good news about butter is that they say it's better than margarine. So
yeah.
I put a real, I just slathered that thing in butter and oh my God. I mean, that butter is essential in a grilled cheese or not?
Yeah, you know, okay. Yes, I think it is. I think that it adds another component to the sandwich itself. And, you know, now we're looking at even a wider range of butters to use, from, you know, compound butters that have herbs and things in them to we now have what's called fermented butter that add another type of flavor.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought of that. That's interesting. And somebody on my Facebook page said, sprinkle Parmesan cheese on the butter before you grill it.
Right. That's going to create like a crust on the outside of it, which, again, more cheese. Can't lose there. And then it's also going to, the Parmesan cheese is actually going to actually fry a little bit in that butter, and it's going to crisp up on the outside.
Wow. All right. So what do you think are the best cheeses for grilled cheese?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the list is huge. You know, if you want to go in the soft, fresh area, the like I told you about the dessert, the mascarpone or your cream cheeses, you know, you can do a lot with those. I heard the goat cheeses, those work really well. You know, you get into the soft ripe and you want to go really high end, the brie and the camembert, you can do a lot with, you know, using either prosciuttos or hams. You've got your semi-soft cheeses from Havarti to the Gouda. Those all work really well. The blue veined, you know, I don't think people would think of making a grilled cheese with a blue cheese or a gorgonzola, but you can do a lot with those. You know, with it, by adding a chutney with them. So you kind of get that sweet tangy with the tanginess of the blue and the gorgonzola. You have your mozzarella and your provolones. Those work really well. Obviously, the cheddars. You know, the only thing I would say about the cheddars is the older they get, the less moisture they're going to have. So you have to take that in consideration in your cooking time.
Well, then I guess I did the right thing by getting a not-so-aged one.
Right. I mean, they're good. They're really good. They're some of my favorite. In fact, I love the idea of telling people that, you know, in our backyard we can pick up 10-year-old aged cheddar.
Right. You know, I saw a recipe. I didn't try it, but I also saw a recipe when you mentioned the blue cheese or the blue-veined cheeses. I saw a recipe with sliced pears and blue sure. cheese as a grilled cheese sandwich.
That was actually one that we judged last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Could have been, yeah.
And pears work really well. First of all, wood cheeses, they have, you know, this great natural sugars in them. And I would say if you're going to use those pears, just caramelize them a little bit before you put them in the sandwich, and you're going to really intensify that caramelized pear flavor to be going along with that cheese.
And by caramelize, saute them in butter?
Yeah, just saute them lightly, you know, to brown them just a little bit.
Yeah, I picked up when I was just experimenting last night with my ingredients, I did have an apple, and I thought, apples and cheeses go well together. That ought to work. And I didn't use it. And someone said, if you use it, make sure you do saute it because it might be too crunchy if you don't.
Right. Yeah. You want to soften a little bit, but more importantly, you want to draw out those sugars a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
No. Yeah. So the have you had apples in a
yep.
grilled cheese sandwich?
I have. I think I probably have had just about every combination you can think of. We've been judging the the championship since it first started. And I can tell you, we have tried just about every kind of combination you could come up with, and apples are definitely one of them.
What was the, an award winner that stands out in your mind?
Oh boy, you're going to do this.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you remember? Do you remember what was it? What last year's winner? What the combos were?
Well, I don't remember the exact ingredients. Literally, it's such a blur. But I can say this. What they did was they had a soft type cheese in there, and it wasn't bacon, but they had a salty type of meat in there as well. And what they put together had a real balance to it. You had a little bit of the sweet, you had a little bit of the tart, you had a little bit of the crunch and a little bit of the seasoning that went behind it. And I just knew you were going to ask me this question.
No, it's all right. It's all right. That just was trying to get an idea for listeners to dream about grilled cheese sandwiches. And let us know, after the news, what is your favorite combination for a grilled cheese sandwich? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll check news, Wisconsin Life, and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. We will continue to celebrate the grilled cheese sandwich in observation of Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month and the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship coming up in Dodgeville on April 27th in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Friday, April 11th. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. This weekend, Stevens Point plays host to what organizers bill as the world's largest trivia contest. It's a fundraiser for the college radio station and draws participants from around the country. Veteran trivia player Pat Splinter tells us about the 54-hour marathon game that celebrates its 45th anniversary this year.
My brother and his brother-in-law, they started their first team in 1984. They had a good time, and so they invited me over. So then 85, I came over and I played, and I just loved it. It was so much fun. We played from Friday at 6 until Sunday night at midnight, and we cracked the top 100 that year, and it was just a blast. We had just so much fun. It's a fundraiser for the WWSP college radio station there. So it's 54 straight hours. There's 8 questions an hour. Each question, you have 2 songs to get your answer called in on. And then the end of the second song, they say phones down, and then they say the answer. And you don't know how much that question's worth until they figure out how many people got it right. After you've played this contest for a long enough time, they ask certain kinds of questions that you just know. For example, I was watching some show called Raising Hope the other night, and this guy named Bert Chance, he had sitting on his bike, and on his helmet it said Sexy Beast, you know, right across the top. And I went, oh, well, I go to my wife, I just go, trivia. She goes, trivia, I love trivia. Yeah, it's an obvious question that they're going to ask, you know, stuff. I would say music and TV TV and movies are my big things. There's a lot of different genres of music that I'm into. So the music snippet things, me and my wife are usually the go-to people for that one. A lot of just little quirky things, you know, things like I've seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life a million times, and inevitably he asks a question about that movie, and I'm always just, you know, I'm on top of it.
Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world.
Oh, there's one year, me and my wife, we'd just seen Willie Porter play in Madison, and he played this instrumental, with, got done, and I was like, wow, that's cool. And he said, yeah, that's the name of that song, Spank It. And then like 3 weeks later, I'm playing trivia, and that song happened to be what they play in the background to Trivia Focus, which is at the top of every hour, they interview teams, and they play this little snippet, right? And I was just kind of like, God, I wonder what that song is, you know? And so the hours went by. And also one of the trivia questions was, what's the name of this song? And they played that song. And I'm like, oh, that's 10 Gallon Pie. Yeah, it's 10 Gallon Pie. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And then we called in the answer, And then they were playing it, the second song, and then it was like, and I'm like, oh, God, no, that's spanking. The snippet questions, like pulling out like Pearl Jam songs or Led Zeppelin songs. There was one that we worked on for like 3 hours, and it turned out it was the very tail end of Black Magic Woman, the little, just the distortion at the very end. The best years were the camaraderie, you know, the whole foxhole mentality. I would look forward to it every year. It was just so much fun. It was the funnest weekend of the year is what I used to say.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television, in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. Ah, trivia. Fond memories of my time at UW-Stevens Point, my alma mater, working at 90FM, the college radio station, during the world's largest trivia contest. Fun times. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 19 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, April 11th. Competition is heating up for the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship, which is coming up on Sunday, April 27th in Dodgeville. We are talking with a guest chef who is judging for the competition about what makes a good grilled cheese sandwich and getting some tips for replicating prize-winning recipes at home. And our trivia question for you this hour is, how do you like your grilled cheese sandwiches? Well, what are your award-winning combinations? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. If you have any questions for our guest chef on how to make a great grilled cheese sandwich, we welcome those as well. Our guest is Paul Short, culinary arts instructor at Madison College and a judge for the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. By the way, you will see a link to the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship website and Facebook page on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Paul, let's kind of reset here. What do you think is the appeal of a good grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, I think you said it best earlier when you said that it's a great comfort food. I think it is. I think that it offers us an opportunity to enjoy a great cheese with a great bread. And then if we want to add other condiments to it, it's just building on layers of great flavor and making a great sandwich. Mm.
And why don't you give us the secret to making a basic grilled cheese sandwich from a chef's perspective?
Well, one of the first and foremost things is that when it's time to cook your grilled cheese, control your heat. I think oftentimes people turn the heat up too high, and depending on the type of bread they're going to use, they scorch the outside of the sandwich before the cheese is actually melted.
You've been in my kitchen, haven't you? I do that all the time. So that's just, I just put it up too high because I'm so anxious to melt that cheese.
Right. And really, what needs to happen is as the bread is toasting in there, it's also going to create a little bit of steam. And that heat is going to absorb up through the bread, and that's what's going to melt your cheese. So it's really important to manage that heat and not, you know, resist the urge to crank it up. And then, you know, the cheese and how close it is to where that heat is coming up through the bread is important. If you have all these layers of things between that cheese and the bread, it's going to be really difficult to get it to melt.
Ah, yeah. So maybe also put it cheese side down if that's the case or not?
No, I mean, just put, you know, the bread goes in the pan and make sure your cheese is your next thing that is close to that heat. And then, you know, take into consideration of adding some of the other ingredients prior after that cheese is melted. Mm-hmm. And then bring those to the bread and the cheese and put your other piece of bread on top of that and turn over and grill that side of it. And what will happen then is that cheese will melt and drip down through all your other ingredients. But then also, you know, you may not overdo those other ingredients that are in there as well.
You know, sometimes this might sound like a basic question, and it is. Is the how much cheese? How thick of a slice of cheese? If you're just doing a grilled cheese sandwich, I mean, is there a rule of thumb as to how much? Because sometimes it's not. I don't have enough, and sometimes I have so much that it just melts, you know, off the sandwich.
Right. I mean, you know, it really shouldn't go beyond an eighth of an inch there. Mm-hmm. But So I cheated while I was waiting here, and I went back and I had to go look and see who our winner was last year.
Okay.
And he actually used three different types of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually four. I'm sorry. And so, you know, obviously he needed to get them all in there and he needed to get them all melted. But he didn't do it in such a way that, you know, they weren't going to melt. He had just, you know, no higher than probably an eighth inch total thickness there. And so that worked really well for him. And by the way, the kicker of that sandwich, for me anyways, was the use of gooseberries and olives.
Oh, my gosh. I would never have thought of that. it sort of had some sweet and tart or
yeah,
something.
Sweet and salty.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, it sounds interesting. So now that does bring up a lot of other questions. If I'm just doing the basic thing, do I have to be concerned? Any kind of cheese will do, or does it have to be a certain kind of cheese that will melt properly?
Well, I think that's an important consideration. I mean, you can use any cheese, but then you have to take into consideration how long will it take to melt. And probably the toughest are going to be your very hard cheeses, like your Parmesans and your Romanos. The person that suggested sprinkling shredded Parmesan on the outside of the sandwich, that's a great idea because now you're going to get it to melt. But if it's inside the sandwich, that's probably not going to do the job you want it to do.
I see. Let's take a caller. Beth in South Range is with us. Hello, Beth.
Hi there. Happy spring.
Hey, happy spring. What do you like on your grilled cheese?
Well, my question was, I have three ingredients I think would be good on a grilled cheese, and I was wondering what he might pair them with.
All right. What are the three ingredients?
Sharp cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Apple butter and peanut butter. And I don't mean all on the same sandwich, but I just think that they could be good on a grilled cheese sandwich, and I was just wondering what you might pair them with.
Okay, well, the you could use all three.
Okay.
And the peanut butter, what I would be thinking about is what can I counterbalance with that with the creamy or chunky, depending on what you use, kind of salty peanut. And, you know, the classic thing that comes to my head right away is, you know, think of peanut butter and jelly. And then so maybe a chutney of some kind, like a papaya or mango chutney or an apple chutney. And you could do that with your apple butter by taking that apple butter and adding some sautéed diced apples and some roast peppers to it. And now you've got, you know, this balance of different flavors going on.
Interesting, interesting. So you're going to try that, Beth?
I might. Sounds like a fun weekend project.
Yeah, thanks a lot for sharing those ideas of sharp cheddar cheese and apple butter. I could see that because of the slice of cheese that way back in the day people used to put on top of their apple pie, you know, cheese.
Sure.
Because cheese and fruit really do pair well together, don't they?
They do. And, you know, you can do a lot of different things with fruits to add to those profiles. We talked about caramelizing pears earlier. You can make, you know, a type of relish with them. Fruits work really well in mustards. You can do a lot of different things with them.
We are talking with Paul Short, culinary arts instructor at Madison College and a judge for the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship, which is coming up on April 27th in Dodgeville. More information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What do you like on your grilled cheese sandwiches? Do you have any questions about making a perfect or unique grilled cheese sandwich? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you know, while we're at it, do you have a place in your town that makes an amazing grilled cheese sandwich? If you're not up to making one yourself at home? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Wapon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State, Manners, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smelt that dairy air, hey.
This is a grilled cheese edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, April 11th. We are talking with a guest chef who is going to be one of the judges for the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship coming up later this month in Dodgeville. And we're talking about what makes an amazing grilled cheese sandwich and why we love grilled cheese sandwiches. A number of Facebook comments and emails, but we have open lines for you. What do you like on your grilled cheese sandwich? What makes it amazing for you? Do you have any unique combinations of ingredients? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Jeff on Facebook says, Paul, I'm sorry, I'm a purist. Only Kraft slices for me. Maybe just because he can't, that's the comfort food he remembers. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, if that's what he enjoys, that's what he enjoys.
Yeah, that's right. Mike from Arlington would like to know more about different types of bread to use for grilled cheese sandwiches. Any ideas?
Oh, there's so many. Okay, well, My personal at-home favorite is rye bread. You know, you have your sourdoughs, you have your sourdough olives, you have your sourdough rye, your French multigrain. I've seen focaccia used. I've seen flatbreads like naan used. Brioche. We had a contestant, I think it was last year, that made their own brioche.
Oh, my goodness.
I've even seen croissants used, and I've even seen bagels used.
You know, I saw some from America's Test Kitchen, some recipes, and they were even calling like tortilla that was, you know, like a tortilla with melted cheese inside. That's a grilled cheese. Is that a grilled cheese?
In some parts of the world, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it it doesn't have to be the traditional two. Slices of whatever, you know, the traditional bread with cheese in between to make it a grilled cheese. You can use all sorts of different kinds of breads.
That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Don't know if the rules say if you can use a flatbread like that or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah. We have Saul in Stevens Point who emails, challah for bread, grilled onions with cheddar. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think, if you're going to grill those onions, you know, we like to caramelize ours, and really, really get them dark, deep brown in color when we do it. And that really adds a flavor. But then if you're going to grill them, you know, the nice char mark on there works well. And the only thing I would say about the, challah bread is that be very careful in your cooking because it has, that high fat content in there. And so that's one you really want to control that heat and not turn it up high.
And I'm sorry, you pronounced that challah bread. Okay.
Right.
Debbie emails, my most favorite cheese sandwich is butter mixed with coconut oil and Munster cheese with smoked turkey and thinly sliced pickles. Wow. Now, what about butter with coconut oil?
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's going to add a whole different, it's a different way of handling the fat, the butter. with that coconut oil. I'm going to guess she's looking at cutting back on the amount of butter and adding a different type of oil into mm-hmm. that. But then also there's the flavor of that coconut oil. Although it's not going to be like what you're thinking of, you know, coconut cream. But there is going to be a subtle coconut flavor there.
Let's take some calls now that my lines are full. Lawrence in Wadena, Minnesota?
Wadena, Minnesota is correct.
Okay. Hi, Lawrence.
Hi. How are you? So I was just calling in reference to the grilled cheese sandwiches. And I'm going to try to keep it short and simple. I take lightly salted butter. I put the butter into the pan and keep it at a medium-low heat. Melt the butter into the pan. I take a thin layer of Miracle Whip, spread it onto some white American bread, drop that piece of bread into the pan. While it's starting to brown, I'm laying a piece of cheese on top of it, then shaved ham and shaved turkey, just one piece of each, really thin to the point where you can pick it up and look through it. And then when it starts to heat up, I throw a pickle, a dill pickle on the other side of it, flip it over, melt more butter onto the pan, and then pop the whole thing over. And about 5 minutes, you've got yourself a nice grilled ham, turkey, and cheese sandwich.
Oh, my goodness. He's got this down to a science, Paul.
Sounds like he's going to be at the competition.
There we go. Dodgeville, April 27th, Lawrence. Wow. Mark in Two Rivers is with us now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is your combo?
We just actually tried this last week. I took a rosemary artisan bread, had the bakery slice it for me. I used olive oil as my for the skillet, and I put the rosemary bread down, put on cheddar cheese, pastrami, and then the secret ingredient was horseradish, mustard, and thinly sliced apples, Honeycrisp to be exact.
Well, that sounds... Go ahead, Mark.
It actually turned out very good. My wife initially was unwilling to try it, but she tried a small piece of my son's, and then as soon as she tried that, she went and made herself one. And even the next day, she was commenting to me about how well it tasted.
Thank you very much, Mark. Paul, that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh. Sounds really good.
I know. That, and, you know, we're running so short on time, but olive oil, you can have olive oil, not butter.
Yes, and you absolutely can use olive oil. You know, again, think about what's going into your sandwich, you know, and remember that the olive oil has its own, type of flavors that are going to be there as well, and mm-hmm. just try to match up with them. And like what his sandwich described, sounds like he did a great job doing it.
And we have another Carolyn Appleton. Thanks for the idea. Canned pineapple on her grilled cheese. How about that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I would take that. And, again, back to that word, caramelize it a little bit.
Yeah. I love it. I'm so hungry, and we're out of time. Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Paul Short, culinary arts instructor at Madison College and a judge for the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in Dodgeville on April 27th. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.